What's the danger in me believing in UFOs? Hi, I'm Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, and I'm here today in Las Vegas at the amazing meeting with Dr. Michael Shermer, a longtime friend of Reason, the founder of the Skeptic Society and of Skeptic Magazine. And I was wondering if you could just sort of tell us about the history of sort of the modern history of skepticism, since you're steeped in it as much as any human alive.
Yeah, well, we believe in reason, like reason, right? And so, but we're mostly a science magazine dealing with claims that can be tested. So things that are more political or more religious tend to be sort of on the margins of what we do. We try to go for things that you can actually sink your teeth into. So we do a lot of stuff on like Bigfoot and UFOs and aliens and ESP and psychic power and conspiracy theories, things like that. Although we do some mainstream things like global warming. You know, we did a whole issue on global warming. I had a left-wing scientist and a right-wing scientist and a scientist with no wings at all, you know, because sometimes science does get political, so we have to dance around that a little bit. But our main thing is science education, critical thinking. The baloney detection kit is one of our, you know, main things there, how to detect baloney, you know, when you hear it. And so that's just basic critical thinking.
How did skepticism kind of take hold? I mean, there are multiple conferences, there's multiple organizations. It seems to be sort of a post-war phenomenon.
Yeah, in terms of a movement, it really started in the 1970s with the ascendancy of Uri Geller, the psychic spoonbender, who had convinced a lot of PhD psychologists that he actually had some genuine powers. And then I remember when The Amazing Randy went on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, who was loved magic himself, and Randy was able to do everything that Uri Geller could do using magic tricks. And I thought, you know, there's something else going on here. Scientists are not trained to detect intentional deception that magicians use. They're trained to understand the tricks of nature, but nature doesn't intentionally deceive like people do. So it really started there, and then just sort of a grassroots, bottom-up, self-organized movement took off because so many people are concerned about the fact that we live in the age of science and technology, and yet you have, you know, 1/3 to 2/3 of Americans believe in aliens and UFOs and ESP and all these astrology things, and it's just, it's incongruent with the world we live in. So there was a need for, a market need for something like Skeptic Magazine to address these claims.
What's the danger in me believing in UFOs?
Well, it starts with just, are you willing to believe anything? Because if you believe your astrology column, which admittedly is relatively harmless, what else are you willing to believe? If you have no critical faculties at all, then you'll go for the aliens and the ESP and stuff, but then maybe you'll accept political or economic ideologies that are equally wacky just because you don't have any critical thinking skills at all. So it really does begin at the very beginning with the simplest stuff and working your way up to the more dangerous ideas.
Speaking of the political sort of things that people are willing to swallow, we're seeing in a new administration here kind of economic arguments that we haven't seen in a while. What's your sort of assessment, and what do you think specifically about Obama's approach about the politicization of science, which is something that certainly you criticized under Bush?
Yes, well, so Obama's much more science-friendly, that's for sure, and of course this is a good thing. I mean, the left-right spectrum, it cuts both ways. So liberals do tend to be pretty pro-science, so that's good. They also tend to be pro-big government. That's not always good. So, you know, it just depends on whose axe is being gored or cut or two-edged. What are those metaphors I'm misusing? So that part's good. I do think that there is a connection here. Like, skeptics tend to be concerned that people don't accept evolution. They don't understand why. So obviously true, it happened. It's real. Come on. The evidence is overwhelming. Yet those same people can't look at an economy and see, oh, it's the same thing. It's a bottom-up, self-organized, complex system that doesn't need a designer. They have the opposite thing. And conservatives tend to be pro-free market. They understand markets as a bottom-up process. And they look at evolution and go, oh, no, it looks like somebody designed it all. No, no, these are the same arguments, the same process of the bottom-up. So there is a connection there, I think, between our two causes.
That's great. Well, that's about all the time we have here at Reason TV. I am Matt Welch. Thank you.